The Bible reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to read the whole of the chapter for want of connection to what I want to share. It's interesting that the subject that I have given myself to share today is patience. How many of us have patience? Interesting that when we were coming today, I realized that I was a finger pointed at me because I was impatient. Ahead of me was a car with a window down and a sports car on the side, and they were having a conversation at the traffic lights, and the traffic lights changed. Guess what I did? Yes, I did. And Sandy said, "That's not normally you." So we all sometimes get impatient, don't we? It's one of those things that maybe we beat ourselves up about sometimes. And it's part of the human condition. Anyway, let's read from this passage. Paul loves Timothy and wants to impart to him as much as he can. And help him not to get discouraged. You know how easy it is to get discouraged, don't you? How easy it is for us to feel so down and... Well, Paul writes to Timothy to give him encouragement, to let him understand the circumstances that he finds himself in. I mean, as Timothy looked at Paul, he saw that Paul was a person who had persevered, who, although imprisoned, still was able to praise God. And so, as he listened to what Paul wrote to him, as he understood and, as it were, meditated upon what Paul had to say, he knew it was coming from someone who had experience. You know, that's so different, isn't it? For somebody to come alongside us who understands, who has been where we are, and who has experienced something, and therefore they can come alongside us, and we will accept that because they have been where we are. And so, as Paul writes to Timothy, he says, "Know this." Just prior to this, he described how, in that verse, the last phrase says, having been taken captive by him to do his will. That is the devil. The evil one tries to take away our joy, tries to take away our effectiveness. And so he says, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men and women will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. That's a strong response. We can be bogged down by those around us who are such. And I think that totally describes our society today. That so many deny God. And our lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Some having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men and women of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. So he says, let them deal with their own situation. That's how they're dealing with it. But you, he says. But you. And this is where we need to come. We know the circumstances of those around us, and now we come to this place and we need to hear what Paul says to Timothy, because it's to us too. He says, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering. That's the word for patience that's used in this translation. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God will bless that reading to us. Patience. Paul here describes, you see how I have learned patience. In different situations, I have been patient. It's not something that comes naturally, but it is, as Paul describes in Galatians, it is an aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. It is an evidence of God at work in our lives, because He gives us that patience. Patience that we need. And in James we read these words, as James himself explains to those he is writing. He says this, be patient until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. So we need to be patient. The psalmist describes his own experience, and as a result of his patience, how God helped him. Listen to what Psalm 40 says. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, established my steps. He's put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Do you see what he is saying is that he had learned. He had come to God and he had cried out to God, and he had to learn to be patient, to know that God doesn't always answer immediately. He doesn't always come to the rescue straight away. He sometimes allows us to go through experiences that we might learn. But he will not disappoint us. God will not disappoint us. He never leaves us. But we have to learn patience. We have to be patient. Thing that we need to do is to really trust God, to know that He knows our circumstances, that He will come to our rescue, that He will help us through whatever we are going through. God is patient. 1 Corinthians 13, it says, love suffers long, is patient. You see, patience is something that does not come naturally. It's something we need help with. And so we need to come to this place where we realize that we need God's help. To be patient in spirit is better than proud in spirit, says Solomon in Ecclesiastes. To be patient, to wait for God's time, for Him. We know that God has promised us that Jesus is going to come again. We don't know when, and we have to be patient. But Paul says that as he has been patient, he has learned. And as we are patient, as David expressed through his experience of waiting on God, I waited patiently for the Lord. And the transformation that took place from being really down in the mud and mire and sinking, he found himself on solid ground. Again, David in Psalm 37 says it this way, and I think that it is where we need to come, where we find the patience. I'm going to read a few verses from Psalm 37. It says this, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him." Reminding us of what James said, that the farmer can sow the seed, but he has to wait. I think it was, we went to a farmer's market yesterday, and one of the things we picked up was some garlic, and there was a leaflet with it, and it says, we planted it. The rest was up to God. You see, there are some things we can do, but there are some things that are totally out of our control. And we need to understand that we hand over to God, and wait patiently for Him. Wait for Him to come to our aid. He is with us always, but He allows us experiences, and the experiences of being patient. Being patient with each other, waiting for each other, knowing that God has His purposes. We get impatient when we want to see things flourish, and they don't happen straight away. We get disappointed. But we do have to learn. If we surrender to God and allow His Spirit to indwell us and allow Him to have His way through us, we will learn to be patient. But that, as we already have discussed, there is that battle that goes on within us with the flesh, our old nature, that we need to put to death. And the new nature which allows us to have that expression of love, joy, peace, patience. Long-suffering is the translation here. That means that, yes, we can go through. We will be patient. We will go through whatever it is. God is described as long-suffering in the Old Testament. But there came a time when that came to an end. But He is long-suffering. Those words express, it's difficult to translate the real meaning of patience, real meaning of long-suffering. It's one of those aspects of the word patience that we have in our English language. To be patient is certainly not a quality that we get easily. And so we have to surrender and allow God to transform us, to make us more like Him in all that we do. The psalmist again talks about God in this way: "You, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth." You see, it is a quality that is important, a quality that we need to have. I know it's not easy waiting. But when a seed is sown, you can't do anything more. You may be able to water if we don't get enough rain, but you can't speed it. You know, it is something that my daughter had birds, and the birds used to lay eggs, and then eventually the eggs would hatch. But you need to be patient to wait for that egg to hatch, because that new life has to have the strength to break through that shell in order to live. If you're impatient, you will kill or even cause that bird to be handicapped in some way. There are so many areas of life that we have to learn to be patient. Because when we are impatient, when we interfere, when we get in the way, we spoil things. So we need to learn to be patient. We need to learn to wait. Waiting is the hardest. The days before supermarket, I can't imagine what people today would have been like if they had had to go to a grocery store and stand behind the counter and ask the person for, could you get me a pound of butter? Pound of sugar, or whatever it was that you'd go to the grocery store to get. And then I remember a little brown bag and write down the price of each item and then add it up. Today we wouldn't have the patience. We go into the store and we're able to pick up what it is that we want, and we put it in our cart, and then we get to the end and we're impatient because there's a lineup ahead of us. So the society in which we live has caused us to be even more impatient. And so it's even more important for us to surrender to God and ask Him to help us to be patient, to help us to show patience. When things don't work out, I tell you, I get really impatient with myself. I'm not a DIY person. And so when I'm trying to do something and trying to fix something, if it doesn't work the first time, I try a second time and I soon feel like giving up. But I'm learning to persevere, be patient with myself, and to eventually find success. Sometimes. But to be patient is what God wants us. Patient with each other. And so let's be a people who are waiting on God. Cry out to Him. Ask Him to grow this church. Ask Him to help us to see how we can move forward. How we can be more like Him. The fruit of the Spirit needs to be obvious in our lives. Love, joy, peace. patience. May it be evident as we surrender to Him. And He will indeed give us the victory. That's the next hymn we sing. Victory in Jesus.